This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When Donald Trump takes office, he's going to take on the management of the biggest, most powerful employer in the country. More workers than Walmart, McDonald's, and Target combined. It is, of course, the executive branch of the American government. Mr. Trump will have a spectacular opportunity to put new policies into place, but he also faces the challenge of managing this unwieldy and not necessarily cooperative workforce, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour explains.
Today's federal government would probably be unrecognizable to the founding fathers.
The founders did not anticipate an executive branch as large and powerful as the one that we have today.
Eric Posner is professor of law at University of Chicago. He says it was FDR who paved the way.
Before the New Deal, the general understanding was that regulation would mostly take place through the states. During the Great Depression, FDR created a new type of federal bureaucracy that was much more powerful.
And then as the economy and life generally became more complicated, the government kept up. We got the EPA under Nixon, FEMA under Carter.
Congress created these regulatory agencies and then asked those people to make policy so that Congress itself wouldn't have to.
And now, from the FBI to Border Patrol to Department of Energy, we have 4.2 million executive branch employees, plus untold numbers of contractors. How does one person manage all that?
So the answer is they don't, but they try.
David Lewis is professor of political science at Vanderbilt University. First things first, the president has to get the right people to manage for him.
There's, 3,000 to 4,000 appointed positions, and their success in selecting people for these positions will determine how successful they are at controlling what those agencies do.
Finding the right people and finding people with management experience is hard.
President Kennedy said, "I thought I knew a bunch of people, but it turned out I just knew a bunch of politicians."
Appointees may be loyal or they may have their own agendas. And presidents can't appoint absolutely anyone they want.
They also have to be beholden to other considerations, whether it's the preferences of the Senate or different factions within their party or key groups that they made pledges to during the campaign.
Now, managing a bureaucracy by finding other people to manage a bureaucracy is one thing. But how to manage a bureaucracy well, that's different.
We were confronted with the question that you've just asked.
Morley Winograd was a senior policy advisor to Al Gore and director of the National Partnership for Reinventing Government. This was a Bill Clinton-era government reform program.
There's four P's, if you will, that president worries about: politics, public relations, policy, and performance. And performance for every president always ranks last.
There isn't, for example, a regular bureaucracy performance briefing like there is for national security or economics.
It's just not at the top of the agenda because it appears to have the least impact on the question that most politicians are most interested in, which is, how do I get reelected?
So, Winograd says, the key to good management of the bureaucracy starts with just paying attention to it.
To make sure that it's a priority on their list of things to do. Not on the legislative side of things, but in the face time, the precious resource of a daily calendar.
Put someone in charge of performance, he says. Someone with direct access to the president. For Bill Clinton, that was Al Gore. Presidents Bush and Obama had something called the President's Management Council, which advises the president on performance. But challenges aside, as unruly as the executive branch can be, the fact that it is so sprawling and difficult to get a grip on is actually the source of one of the president's powers. Eric Posner.
The executive branch is so gigantic that the president is not going to be able to control most of what it does. It's just going to continue doing what it's done in the past.
And in fact, some bureaucracies may actively resist a president's efforts. People can resign, obstruct, whistleblow.
But he can pick a few things that he cares about a lot.
And focus on them. Use his discretion as to what to enforce and what not to enforce. Emphasize border control or health and human services, the IRS or the EPA. In some ways, which part of the bureaucracy a president grabs hold of can define his legacy. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.